Welcome to the Moving Past You radio show, a show about identifying, confronting, and embracing the obstacles that block and delay us in walking in our divine purpose. Each week, we delve into the complexities and rewards of walking in your purpose. Now, here's your host, Juanita Gaynor. Hello, everyone. It is Friday. Yes, it is. It's another Friday. We're halfway point in the month of the new year. I hope everyone has had an amazing and wonderful week. And I am so excited to share with you on today. Today is going to be a solo cast. We're not going to be before you long because there's just some things I want to kind of just discuss and talk about. You know, when you think about the new year, new you, new changes, things that you want to do in your life, you know, go through some processes. And sometimes we have to understand when we have to get out our own way when we do things. And so that's what we're going to be discussing on today. We're going to be getting out of your own way, you know, and I think that's powerful because I've had to do that over the last couple of months. As many of you, let me introduce myself. You know, I am the founder, I am the host, I am the executive producer of the show, but I also have multiple entities, event management company, accounting firm, I'm an author. So there's a lot of things and complexities that goes into the Juanita Gaynor brand. And for those who really got their start knowing me, they got their start knowing me as an event planner. I have had an event management company for 30 years, and I've been in the industry even longer. And so what I had really prayed about and asked God to direct me in, because he has opened so many additional doors, and I had been trying to hold on to everything. And that's not always wise. You know, we try to hold on to completely everything. We're not trying to give it up. We're trying to hold the mantra, I can do it all. You can do it all. However, there's limitations to that. And I know people don't ever want to hear, oh, there's limitations and you can do anything you put your mind to. There's still limitations to that, because you can do anything that you put your mind to, but if you're in the hospital with a relapse because you're exhausted and your body can't function, there's a limitation. So I want us to be realistic in the things that we can and can't do. And so I have always this prayer when I talk to God. And my prayer for him is, please remove the things that is going to, the people or things that's going to hinder me in doing what you've purposed me to do. Now, the reason why I ask him to remove is because if he tells me what those things are, and I will try to justify, I will try to do all these things to be like, I can keep this in, I can work it out. So that brings me to the event management company. I had been, you know, contemplating for a while on what to do with that. I literally was going to shut it down right before COVID happened. And because, you know, my experience with the virtual events and all that stuff, you know, I got more work than I had in many years. And so I thought about, oh, maybe I'll keep it around or whatever. But that just wasn't where God had placed. If you follow on, you know, the Juanita Gaynor brand on the main page, you'll see I'm working on something that's called Healed from Trauma. And I have a whole series on that. And what a lot of people don't know is that my event management company was a trauma business. And with that being said, is that it fed into something that I needed, which was control, because I didn't have it in my life because of abuse, because I was, you know, being misaligned. So I had something that I could control and I could work out and I could just make it work. Like, I didn't have nobody telling me something couldn't happen. Well, when you go through a part of healing, when you go through a part of, you know, reconstruction, when you get to the part where a project, a person, place, or thing no longer is fed by that thing you created, many of us have trauma things. We have things that we hold on to. It could be trauma relationships, trauma friendships, trauma jobs, things that we, you know, sometimes attach to that helps us cope with the things that we have going on. And I can say within that healing process that it came to a point and a time in life where that level of control that I needed, I didn't need anymore. And so closing it out, letting it go is the best thing. Now, that's not to say that it may not come up in a different arena or a different area, but at this point where God has me, it has to go. And so many times we get in our own way. Because for so long, I was trying to figure out how I was going to hold on to that and make it work and do all the things that I needed to do. I was trying to figure this out. How am I going to work this out? How am I going to do this? What am I going to do? And so when I realized that there was no negotiating this, you know, because I've been good. I'm real good at sometimes trying to negotiate with God about where we're going to go and what we're going to do. And there was no negotiating with this because he literally told me, you want this. You want these things to happen. You want this door to open, but you're holding on to something that is not going to make this a possibility. So I want you to think about how many times have you gotten in your own way? I want you to think about that. How many times you've been offered an opportunity and you know that taking that opportunity, you're going to have to give up something. You know, and I know people say, oh, you know, sacrifice. No, this isn't about sometimes sacrifice and giving up something are two different things. I've sacrificed a lot of things. But this was something I had to give up. That I had to wrap it up. And we're not talking about, oh, I'm just going to retire it and I'll come back to it. If this is, I'm literally shutting all operations down in the various states and the countries that it operates in. It is being shut down. Social media is being shut down. An email push, all of it is being shut down. See, when God calls you to shut something down, it's because one, it's taking up prime real estate from where he's trying to grow you to. And so when he asks you to walk away from something or leave something behind, it's not saying that he may not bring it back to you in a different form. But at this point in juncture, the real estate in which it inhabits is needed for a greater purpose. And you know, I know that's what he's saying because I'm just looking at how just the past year has blossomed, how my healing has grown, how I've gotten a better understanding of certain items and things, and how I have a greater appreciation for life. Just the show alone, how it has grown, how we've been able to bring some amazing women with their amazing stories to feed you and foster you and help you move along your journey. But that wouldn't be possible if I wasn't willing to give up things when God told me that I needed to give them up. And so when he's asking you, because see, one thing God will do is like he will ask you. He allows the decision to be yours. And so he's asking you to make room for the greater purpose. Because I think so many of us are afraid to walk away from what's considered a successful business or a great job or things like that. Because then we're so used to, you know, it being there. Now, I have this little insight. If you're unwilling to give it up, there's one or two things. One could be you're not fully healed in the area in which that feeds. Or two, you're just stubborn. Now, for me, I would hope it would be one. You could, you know, that area in which it feeds, you may still be trying to work through that healing. And so you may say, okay, I don't want to, you know, I know that I can do this, this, and that. I know I'm going to get the praise, and I know I'm going to get the recognition, and I know somebody's going to pat me on the back, or I know that I can make sure that it works right there. I don't have to wonder if I have control. I have control. And if that's the case, you now have to ask yourself, how much do you trust God? Now I'm talking in this moment, I'm going to clarify something. In this moment, I'm talking to those who are believers. I'm talking to those who believe in God, who says God is their all in all, who's their source of strength, you know, and it could be however you identify. But I'm talking, you know, to those who that I know who said that God is my God, and that's it. Where is your faith in that? If he... See, God is never going to tell you to do something that's going to be detrimental. Like, he's not going to tell you to quit your job, but he hasn't laid out an opportunity for you to do what you need to do. So many times, you know, we do stuff on faith, and it's really on our faith and not his. So I'm talking about when he's said, you have to let it go. But he's shown you, he has provided what that transition is going to look like. You know, what is going to be like, he's shown me, I'm actually actively doing it, but I can't do it at the pace and at the volume and the level that he needs me to do it if I'm holding on to what he's told me to let go. Was it super scary? Yeah. You understand, this has been a consistent, you know, entity in my life for the past 30 years. I just turned 49 last year. Think about that. Think about that. You know, 49-year-old who's been 30 years in the event industry, who's had a business, and I was in the business before then. So I had been modeling and doing event planning since I was like 14, 15. So we're talking a good, you know, 32, like at least a good 34 years that I've been doing events in the realm. So I'm not walking away from the industry. No, because I do things here and there, I probably would. But this area, this arena has to close because there is things that you guys don't know about that he's given me that has been worked on, but I can't bring it to fruition because this is still holding prime real estate in my life. And so I want you to think about the times and the things that God has told you that you have to release, and you still decided to hold on to them. And you're like wondering, like, well, why isn't the coaching business going the way I want it to be? Or why hasn't this business expanded? Or why am I not getting, you know, guests for the podcast or my show? Things like that, all of those things you have to look at when he told you to release something, why he told you to release it. And is it going to be uncomfortable? Yes. Do you know, I want you to think about how scary that is. You're giving up just on social media, like, because where everything's a social media craze now. Just on social media, I have large followings for that entity. I'm about to walk away from it. Same thing with Facebook, all of that. But at the end of the day, I want to move where God wants me to move. I want to do the things that he's promised me that I could do. And, you know, then there's family, you know, and there's plans for the future. I want to be able to do all of those things. But I have to get out of my own way. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to get out of your own way. I want you to prosper. I want you to thrive. Again, is it difficult? Absolutely. Yes, it is. It is not going to be pleasant. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be tough. Because you've used it as an emotional crutch for so long. Even though I'm working through it and it's great for me right now, I'm just like, oh, wow, like I'm really, this is really happening. You know, I've sent out the emails and, you know, I've made the announcements. And I'm like, the end of this month, this it's a go, it's a wrap. Now, while I'm, you know, a little apprehensive and a little scared of what that looks like, I'm excited about the door that it opens. I'm excited about what it allows me to do. I'm excited about what it does so that people, I can help, continually help people. So just because I won't be planning their events, I'm moving in the purpose of helping them to identify the areas of their life that they need strength and to identify and coming out of so that they can be proficient in their purpose. You know, we have this amazing show that so many of you have come on or you're watching so that you can get your dose of inspiration and purpose to know that you're not the only one that is going through something. That is what I strive for. So anytime that I'm telling you that you should do something, just know that I am a living, breathing example of what I'm saying. If you're struggling for it, I was struggling too. You know, if you have apprehensions about it, I had apprehensions about it too. But this is one of the moments in time that I've had to trust him completely. I've had to move when he's told me to move. And I'm grateful that I've done so because he has shown himself. He's always shown himself, you know, mighty. He's always come through when I didn't think it could be possible. He's been consistent in doing all of those things all the time. And I don't have to worry about it. As I tell everyone, my favorite scripture in the whole wide world is Jeremiah 29:11. And for those who say, oh, it's out of context. Yes, I'm one of those out of context, but I want you to understand something. It says something key that I don't think a lot of people really focus on. He says, for I know the plans for you, plans for, you know, for hope and a future. He wants us to be hopeful and he wants us to have a future. So every prospect, every road, every path leads to him. And so I live it. I know that he has, you know, my best intentions. I know that he definitely looks out for me. So I'm going to do all that I can do to make sure that I maneuver, that I go where he wants me to go, and I do what he wants me to do. And so, and I know it may be, you know, a trying time. I know you, we're looking at the world. Like, it's so amazing when we look at the overall world and everything that's going on. And I see it as God showing me, this is why I need you to let go of one thing so I can grow you in this. There's so many men and women who need help in identifying their strengths, who are going through trauma, who needs to be healed from it, who needs to listen to and talk to and find resources for that. But I can't offer all of those things that he wants me to offer if I'm tied up into something he's told me to let go. It's served its purpose at this point. So I'm not losing anything. I'm actually gaining. You know, I'm gaining more time. I'm gaining more, you know, thought process. I'm gaining a greater foundation to be able to serve you. So learn how to get out of your own way. Learn how to get out of your own way. Getting out of your own way is going to be the best thing you've ever done, because it is going to propel you into your purpose. It's going to show family, because a lot of you are praying over that family that you want to be better and you want to do things. But the thing is, you may be the person that's in the way of that. Sometimes we have to leave and let God have it. We got to turn it over to Him. And I know that's hard. Oh, I know that's hard, because sometimes I'll be like, okay, God, I know I gave it to you, but I may want it back because I think I can do it better. And one thing with God, He'll be like, okay, I'll be waiting when you decide that you're going to do what you're supposed to do. And I love that about His grace and His mercy when it comes to me, because I can be hard-headed, okay? I can be real hard-headed. But in this moment, in 2024, I'm standing on business. And, you know, of course, I heard the youngins and all, everyone say standing on business, but I mean standing on business in a different way. I am standing on the business of accountability. I am standing on the business of responsibility. I am standing on the business of my faith, because the God that I serve is amazing, and He's going to make all things possible. So what I want you to do is get out of your own way. That's all I want to say to you today. Get out of your own way. And once you do that, and once you allow Him to do the things that He needs to do, it is going to be amazing. Now, don't get me wrong. I know for some people, that's going to be a struggle. I know for some people, you need support. And that is what we're here for. You know, drop a message in the comment like, listen, I need somebody to pray with me about this, or I need somebody to talk to. How can I do that? I get that I got to do it, but where do I start? That is what we're here for in this community. So if you are watching this now live, hit us in the comments. You know, you may be watching on a replay. Make a comment. Say, listen, hey, I need to talk to somebody about this. Like, I've seen this and I know that I should do it, but I'm kind of lost at what the purpose is, or why should I do that? Definitely. You know, we want to make sure that everyone lives in their best life and their best purpose. Okay. So it's Friday. I want everyone to have an amazing Friday, an amazing weekend. I know some people are currently, you know, home because it's snowing, or they didn't have to work today because offices are closed, but I want you to enjoy the weekend and reflect on everything that God has for you. You know, 2024, you know, is going to be amazing, but it's only going to be amazing to the things that you allow Him to do. It's only going to be amazing to how obedient you are in your walk. And at the end of the day, He loves you. So I want to thank you for joining me tonight for this quick solo cast. That's right. You know, when it's solo, I'm not going to be all long. I'm not going to be long. But thank you for joining me this evening, for learning how to get out of your own way. It's the best thing possible. Now, I want you to come back here on next Friday. We have another amazing guest as they talk about their journey of going through the things that God put them through and allowed them to go through so that they can walk in their purpose and serve others. I love you guys so very, very much. Thank you. Be blessed. And I will see you next Friday, same time, same location. Peace out. Goodbye.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Moving Past You Radio Show. Make sure to visit our website at www.movingpastyou.com, where you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. If you found value in the show, rate us on iTunes or simply tell a friend about the show. And be sure to tune in next Friday for our next episode. And remember to always be kind in your word, your thought, and in your deed. Be blessed.